obviously we're excited about the Heat, but one eye is focused squarely on the Dolphins and Deshaun and the Houston Texans. Safid Dean is the NFL insider for USA Today Sports Plus. He wrote something today about the Dolphins Deshaun Watson situation. You can read it at usatodaysportsplus.com. You can follow Safid Dean on Twitter, and we always appreciate him making time for us. So, Safid, first of all, what do you make of the last 24 hours, right? It's like all of a sudden John McClain from the Houston Chronicle comes out, says there could be a deal this week. And it seemed like everything had been quiet, although we know the trade deadline is coming up. So how do you process the last 24 hours?
What's up, guys? I appreciate Solana for playing that Drake and Future for the intro.
Yeah,
I appreciate
look
that.
At you.
I appreciate the plug from you, Hawk.
Crowder did nothing so far. Crowder's done nothing.
No. You know yeah, not so far. Not yet so far.
Soft is too sexy for this segment, I think.
Look at that. Crowder just outdid us all.
Crowder, the best one, man. The best one always. Guys, you know, the last 24 hours, I really look at it as Houston pulling out, you know, a little signal. They're putting out a bad signal. And they're telling the rest of the NFL, if you guys want Deshaun Watson, we got an offer on the table. We got an offer we're listening to. But now's the time to jump back in the mix here if you really want to get Deshaun Watson. And, you know, like you said, yesterday was 13 days. Today's 12 days till the trade deadline on November 2nd. And, you know, I don't know if this trade goes through, guys. I'll be honest. I think Deshaun Watson, he's not going to be approached by, you know, authorities to present his case and everything that's going on with him with the 22 sexual misconduct lawsuits, civil lawsuits, by the way, until next April. So we don't know if Deshaun Watson can play this season. You don't know how long or how much of a suspension he might face next year. You still don't know if jail time may be in or out the question also. So, you know, for a team to make a move on Deshaun Watson like the Dolphins right now, you're trying to get ahead of the line in the offseason. You're trying to get ahead of the line before all his stuff is resolved, hopefully before the draft next year, where if Houston waits this out, they can drive the price up as high as they want to drive it when there's more clarity now. But the last 24 hours, I think Houston's pretty much on the whole NFL. If you have an offer, you guys want to make an offer to get him now while the price is relatively somewhat lower than what it would be because of everything hanging in the wind, now's the time to approach them.
And Safid, you said, like you said, the Texans have sent out the back signal, but they sent out the back signal early. This tie to the Dolphins have been since this summer. Why are the Dolphins always attached to the Deshaun Watson move? Did the Dolphins have something to do with that, or is it because Deshaun has said the Dolphins are a team he'd play for?
Yeah, it's Deshaun saying that. It's Deshaun having a no trade clause, so he ultimately has the final say and where he ends up. And if you're Deshaun Watson, why wouldn't you come and want to come and play in Miami, right? So that factor plays a huge deal into it. And also, you know, you have Tua Tagovailoa on the other side, who underwhelmed as a rookie the first year he played back since he broke his hip. And, you know, he's injured earlier this season, had a great game against Jacksonville. But, you know, he's an easy target to kind of peg this on as well if you're everybody else and the national media as well. So, and the Dolphins have not, you know, hid themselves from this conversation either. They're still talking to the Texans about him. Nick Caserio knows Brian Flores as well. I'm sure they have a relationship with Chris Greer as well, too. So the conversations have been ongoing. The Texans and Watson have pretty much told everybody they don't want to, you know, be together anymore. That's been the case since the beginning of this year. Still been the case since Watson's allegations, you know, came to light in March. Try to get a trade before the draft. Obviously, nobody wanted to touch Watson, and people still have apprehensions of touching him now because of the fact that his, you know, allegations and lawsuits are hanging in the wind until maybe early next year. So I don't know if this gets done in 12 days. I don't know if, you know, a third team wants to jump in the mix for Tua because now would be the time to go get him as well. But if you're the Dolphins, you're 1-5. I don't know why you make this trade this season. It's not like Deshaun Watson going to come in play. You guys are going to go undefeated and still make the playoffs. I don't think that happens. And unless you want for next year, you don't really know how much he's going to play next year too. So it's just a risky move altogether for me.
That's the crazy part to me. Safid Dean from USA Today Sports Plus is with us. It is so risky football-wise because you don't know when he's going to be eligible to play, and you don't know if that eligibility is going to be revoked at any moment. And it's a risky move franchise-wise because you don't know what the public reaction is going to be if you go out and it's one thing to have a guy already on your team that's accused of something. Well, he's already on your team. He's already on the payroll. You allow the legal process to play out. It's another thing to give away a ton of future assets in order to bring a guy in that's got all these lawsuits hanging over him, potentially criminal charges, but no criminal charges yet. The risk on this, I am so confused by why the Dolphins seemingly are continuing to pursue him.
I agree with you, Hawk, and I look at the Dolphins too, and I look at Chris Greer as somebody who's very, very against taking on a risky decision like this here. I mean, well, you know, and then where did Chris Greer and Brian Flores stand after this season too? I mean, look, there's still plenty of football to play here, and you know, let's say you do get Deshaun Watson. What do you do with Tua? Do you have Tua play the rest of the season with Deshaun out and he's your lame duck quarterback? That's not a great move for Tua. Tua's already in a bad position the past year because of all these rumors. And, you know, if you part ways with him, who do you have playing for the rest of the year? Jacoby Brissett? Do you tank the rest of the season away? What message does that send to the rest of the players that you got Watson, he can't play, he doesn't know when you're going to play? You know, overall, this is a really, really big and risky decision the Dolphins have to make if they're going to make it. And they've continued toss with the Texans, 12 days to the trade deadline. We'll see how this goes, guys. But so far from it, I would stay away.
But, Salva, what kind of like – and me and Hawk talked about this, and, you know, we've gone back and forth. I'm not saying either of us are on either side of he'll never play again or, you know, how can you let him play football. I think he's going to throw another football in the NFL personally if he doesn't go up, you know, do the long haul, if he doesn't, you know, get 10 years in prison or something like that. What's the PR hit? If he pays off some people, we know money can do stuff. What's the PR hit on the next team that lets Deshaun Watson play quarterback for them in the NFL?
Well, the PR hit is if he plays – it's a bigger hit if he plays while everything is still ongoing, right? If he's playing before things are resolved, then you just have a bad answer. You know, you have to address the media every week, essentially. You're going to have, you know, protesting. You're going to have a lot of people who are going to be really, really upset that Deshaun Watson is on the field with all these allegations still in the wind. After it's resolved, I mean, you know, it does lighten the load a little bit, and Deshaun Watson still has to do plenty to repair his image after this too. But the fact of the matter is, guys, and we keep repeating this here, you know, we don't know when this is going to be resolved, okay? There's 22 allegations, you know, police involved, FBI was involved at one point or probably still is. NFL has to do an investigation too. You know, Watson cannot be disposed until like next February, you know, so an early way to say this is going to be resolved, maybe early next year, and then you don't know what happens after that, how much he's going to play next season too. Unless you really feel that he's going to have be available week one next year and you want to get ahead of all these other teams, because once everything is resolved, the price for Watson goes all the way up. It goes back up to 3 threes and 2 twos. Maybe you get a third round pick. Maybe you could trade a third round pick or two instead of a couple seconds here. But three first round picks is the bare minimum of a price here. You got to meet it now. You're going to have to meet it when things are resolved next year before the draft. And then you have other teams in the mix who maybe feel a little bit more comfortable picking him up now too. Maybe the Dolphins can outbid another team when things are resolved, but they can outbid somebody right now. I can definitely see that's why Chris Greer, Brian Flores, and Steve Ross, more importantly, would want to make this deal ahead of everybody else. But it's just too risky. Too many things involved here, guys.
Safed Dean, USA Today Sports Plus. Have the Dolphins done Tua Tagovailoa dirty for 2 years now? I get this feeling that from the moment they drafted him, they didn't care for him. I'm confused as to why they would pick him number 5 overall and then kind of yank him as quickly as they yanked him when I think the Denver game was the first
one where
they went to Ryan Fitzpatrick and then Vegas, and then, you know, it's been, I don't know, even when the Deshaun Watson rumors were starting to circulate this summer, they never
first team
never put it to bed. Nope. I don't know. Have they done Tua dirty?
I mean, dirty is a real layered word there.
Have they not treated him the way most teams would treat a number five overall pick who's the quarterback, so the de facto leader of the team?
Yeah, I mean, look, just the fact that Tua has to deal with these rumors, I mean, for the past year, is certainly not ideal. It's not great. And also Tua, you know, spoken to some people closer to Tua, and there's nothing really that Tua can do about it either. He can just prepare as much as he can for the week ahead. You know, the Dolphins are playing the Falcons this week. All Tua can do is put his head down and go to work, and then you're hoping to hear whatever Chris Greer and Brian Flores tell you in those offices that is the truth, you know, or you're operating under, you know, whatever they tell you is the truth. And you're putting Tua in an uncomfortable position here where, you know, at the end of the season, I wouldn't be surprised if Tua just says, hey, guys, I'm going to put in a trade request myself. Or, hey, you know, we found a third team. If you guys want to do your trade, go ahead and do it. You know, Tua's been in a really, really uncomfortable spot here where he's, you know, kind of just swaying in the wind just as much as Watson's, you know, allegations are at the moment. So dirty might be a little too harsh, but, I mean, if you look at everything else that the Dolphins have done where you're pouring into the O-line, but you have a rookie O-line coach, you don't have an offensive system set in two seasons, you're trying to, you know, get it off the win here now. And Tua played really well in Jacksonville. Half of his targets were to Waddle and Gesicki. They ran the ball less. That's the recipe for success for this offense. You know, it would be nice to see Tua have some more playing time than the 12 starts he's made in his career to have a really full grasp and say, okay, it's time to move on or we need to get somebody else. But, yeah, you know, this has not been a really welcoming stay in Miami for Tua so far. And it's unfortunate because he's a great kid, a great player with a lot of potential who just, you know, has got the wrong side of stick with injuries and, you know, the team around him at the moment.
And, Safi, we had Cam Wolf on, and he was saying the Dolphins, and I actually heard a couple of people saying the Dolphins are like the biggest disappointment right now with the expectations, preseason, and what's going on at 1-5. Do you agree with that, and can they do anything? Like, you know, 10-7, that means they go 9-2 over the next 11 games. Like, can anything happen for, what did Cam Wolf call it, suckage?
Suckage. He doesn't enjoy covering suckage. We asked him about, because he said they are the biggest disappointment, yes, as you said, in the NFL. And he said there's no fun covering a team that is saddled in suckage.
Is there 11 games, Safi? Is there any way to get away from the suckage in 11 games?
Oh, I love that. I felt like really Crowder said that first.
Cam came up with that one.
That was all from Cam. That was all from Cam.
Crowder with the word suckage. That's great. All right, well... what'd you say, 9-2 the rest of the way? Come on, guys. I mean,
but that'll put him at 10-7.
I'm reaching.
10-7. They already lost 5 games. It's tough for the Dolphins going forward. I mean, look, you got the Falcons. You're gonna get a win. You're gonna go to Buffalo and get smoked. The rest of the season, I mean, it really depends how it all unfolds for the Dolphins. They have to play really perfect on offense, and the defense has to, you know, wake up and respond and play better than they have the first, you know, 6 weeks of the season too. So it's a big ask, bro. It's a big ask for the Dolphins to finish 9-2 and to do all this. It's going to be some more suckage ahead, Crowder. Sorry.
All right, you got something for the website there, Solana. Safi Dean, USA Today, agrees with NFL Network insider. More suckage ahead for the Miami Dolphins. For people that know, Safid used to cover the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, and his writing partner was Omar Kelly. We brought Aronde Gadsden on the air yesterday to have a little intervention, if you will, for Omar. You know, Omar's, people buy the Kirkland products. It is what it is, Safid, but... Omar's buying Kirkland diapers for his baby,
man.
and Aronde just had to, like, we had to do an intervention. I mean, can you talk to Omar, Safid? And, I mean, there's got to draw the line somewhere.
Could I talk to Omar? You guys know better than that. You guys know Omar don't listen. Omar only listens to one person, himself. And you can't beat Omar about the orange juice and the diapers and all of that. Omar thinks he's getting a good product at good value. You can't really argue with that. I do agree, though, the Kirkland orange juice is not better than what half the Orange Juice market. We do have to do a big test here. Hawk and Crowder, you guys definitely have to do OJ taste testing, and we need to settle this once and for all.
Well, I'll tell you something else. Put five babies around here. I'll tell you which one is wearing the Kirkland diapers, because there's going to be stuff running down their legs.
Yeah, and they're going to have rashes. Rashida and Rashid are the two the Kirkland babies.
Listen, man, that's nothing a little Kirkland ointment can't fix, you know?
That's the ploy. Get them a rash so you can buy ointment to fix it.
You can wash it down with some orange juice right after. You know?
Talk to Omar, Safin, will you? He won't listen to me or Aronde. Talk to Omar. Maybe he's still... Maybe he still respects your opinion. Safin Dean, again, you can read his work, usatodaysportsplus.com. usatodaysportsplus.com. Any thought that the Dolphins will beat the Falcons Sunday? They are home underdogs.
Man, they better win. They better win. They cannot be an underdog to the Falcons. The Falcons are in worse shape than the Dolphins all the way around. They have to win. Lord knows if that's Tua's last home game. Oh dear, it has to be a win. But honestly, guys, let's go Heat, man. Let's go Heat.
There you go. Here, how about that, Solana? Solana just perked up with that, right? Safin's got the Heat culture.
Yes,
let's go Heat. Forget about all this hoo ha. Let's go Heat. Safin Dean, USA Today Sports Plus. Thank you, Safin.
Anytime, guys.